In northern Iraq, Kurdish fighters are beginning to reclaim territory from the self-styled Islamic State, or ISIS. People are starting to return to their homes, and what they're finding is harrowing. NPR's Ari Shapiro visited a village near the Iraqi border with Syria, and there he met sentries who are protecting mass grave sites. We warn you that this story, which lasts about 3 minutes, contains graphic details that some might find disturbing.
As you drive through this recently freed territory, you pass checkpoints every few miles or so. Local Kurdish fighters man these roadblocks, men in camouflage, wearing body armor, carrying big guns. Sometimes there are piles of dirt in the road to slow traffic down for the checkpoints. Near the village of Hardan, ISIS was only forced out in late December. When locals returned, they brought in an earth mover to build a new checkpoint here. The machine dug into a pile of dirt at the side of the road and uncovered something awful.
You say all of them is my relative.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're standing next to this mound of dirt where there are bones sticking out, and you're saying these are human bones, these are the bones of your countrymen, your relatives. Yes, these are my relatives, says a fighter named Shamwa Edu. Edu points to another man, saying his uncle and cousin are buried here. The other man is named Naif Brahman Hader. He patrols this site every day, making sure dogs don't dig up the bones. Hader pulls a dirty white cloth from under a stone.
This is a headscarf.
This is a blood. You see the black, it's blood.
He points out the blood stain and the bullet hole. ISIS fighters stormed through this village in the beginning of August. They took young women captive, and nearly everyone else was killed on the spot. Some villagers who were lucky enough to escape watched the massacre through binoculars from the top of nearby Mount Sinjar. Do you have any idea how many people are in each of these mounds? Khadr says the people on the mountain estimate they watched 70, maybe 100 of their countrymen killed here. That's consistent with other mass graves that have been discovered in this area so far. The mayor of a nearby village told us that local health officials unearthed one site with remains of 100 people. Another held about 28. But here in the village of Hardan, no one has dug up and counted the bodies, because locals want the UN to come and document what happened before they touch anything. Khadr says the world must record this genocide. He and the others here are Yazidis, an ethnic and religious minority that has lived in this part of Iraq for centuries. These men say their Arab neighbors have turned against them many times over the years. And that is why they stand guard at these grave sites now. They fear that without some kind of international accounting, history will repeat itself and their religion will be wiped off the earth. This is what the Arabs do to us, and they will do it again, says Shamwa Edu. We cannot live with Arabs at all. ISIS has killed thousands of Arabs and Yazidis alike, but they have particularly targeted this minority group. So these fighters carefully surround the mounds of dirt with caution tape. They keep standing guard by the road next to their ruined village. After their loss has been recognized, then, they say, they will give their relatives a proper burial. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Northern Iraq.